Ребят, мы сейчас начинаем урок.
Friends, we're starting the lesson on Ibur. But prior to that, I'd like to say something about this lesson. I want to read a very deep quote from Rabash. Within it are basically all of our expectations. And all of our states, when a person can annul his I for the sake of the spiritual, even for a little bit, and not be in egoistic thoughts, in order to bring contentment to the Creator in faith above reason, even though he doesn't feel that the Creator feels his prayer, hears his prayer, this state is called Ibur, a conception. He moves, crosses from the state of independence to the state of being with the Creator. But this state is temporary because he wants to forever annul his I, but cannot believe that this will happen for eternity. And didn't believe that there was a time that he didn't think this could happen. And so he should not be concerned with what will happen tomorrow, because of course we'll fall from the lack of faith. But while he believes that salvation from the Creator comes in the blink of an eye, and even though wanted for even a short time to annul his I and wish to remain in the state forever, this means that he is in the process of gestation. This preparation was prepared by the group of Israel, and it changed a few times, just like our states changed during the Congress, and we followed these states. What do I want to say? It took us a while to come to this lesson. We inspired each other that this Congress will be symbolized by Ibur. How long did we travel here? Someone traveled for 20 years, someone for a day, someone for a month. But before this lesson, we are all equal. This is perhaps the most important lesson of our lives. Someone here said that there was exhaustion after the lesson about the prayer. That's nonsense. We don't have any fatigue or exhaustion. We were coming towards this lesson, which is why we want for everyone to hold each other so tight and to concentrate so strong that we would appeal, we would call upon the Creator for Him to be revealed amongst us. And now we want everyone from their heart to answer each other a simple question. Why did I strive towards this lesson and waited for it? And why is it the most important lesson of my life? Please.
А Раз. Есть, работает. Сейчас, когда папа читал и смотрел в глаза Руслану,
you know, my dad was just reading and I was looking in Ruslan's eyes and all these years flew by.
Который я его знаю. И Толик как-то тоже вселился в этот мой вот этот.
That I know him and Толик Ульянов is also in his glance.
Прорвало какие-то ощущения. Сколько действительно.
These sensations really broke through. How much they're applying themselves, how much efforts, all for this moment. So that there will be a chance to pray for the friends. This is the state of Ibur. For myself to enter spirituality, to be in this constant prayer. And when you have these unique moments, and suddenly you see the friends just live in it. And only your investment is missing, this last effort, that endless last effort. And we
today, during the first two lessons, Rav forced us to detach ourselves from our egos and appeal to the friends and ask the Creator for the friends. And he said, we're moving towards the next lesson. Let me begin it. I want to ask everyone to give Rav opportunity to work on himself. Not let any distractions come in the way, and just let us be plastic in his hands.
We're now approaching, the Congress is now approaching this strongest stage. We lost audio.
То есть мы можем поддержать товарища.
So we can support the friends. For our common spiritual cli will be born. It's the work of each of us, and it pours into one common whole between us, where the effort of each one is necessary. That without the efforts of each friend, it's not possible. Each one needs to apply the max that he can, and we are destined for success.
Yes, Sasha partially took my words. For our forefathers, it was a dream for the generations at the end of times to come to revelation of the Creator, when love and harmony will be revealed in the world, and the Creator will be pleased by that, given an opportunity to reveal himself to everyone. Rav has dedicated himself to this, an unattainable example for us. This Congress was and is, throughout preparation, was a hopeful Congress that friends, all these years, were going towards this, and this state will be revealed for everybody. And I am confident that we already have the state. Listening to you, you can hear how everyone is truly in this one desire. Everyone is in the same sensation. I just need to sweep aside my eye to the side, and then you feel how everything breathes and lives the Creator.
I think we shouldn't fear. Allow Rav to work with us, to open up to one another, and do this from all strength, despite all tiredness, any upcoming plans, all of that can be postponed. Everybody came from all over the world. They've heard. In Europe also, I saw a lot of connections. От того, насколько мы сейчас пойдем за Равом, зависит очень много. And the extent to which we'll follow Rav now, everything depends on.
Когда я пришел в Кабалу, я понял, что вся моя жизнь была
came to Kabbalah, I realized that my entire life was for that moment, for me to come to the group. Then, there was a moment when I understood that I did not receive anything here, nothing.
It's
strange. I understood that behind this, there's something else, that life ends on the thought that I didn't receive anything. A new one begins, where the heart of friends, of everyone that spoke, Mark, Ilya, this entire group as if whispers to me that past this I, there is this great goal which is greater than everything. This moment is fateful. We came to this point, to this goal, and I feel that my contribution here is decisive. And that will decide whether this goal will be accomplished.
I'm very nervous, because this is truly the most important lesson for me. My animal is shaking. It's been alive, and it's been my biggest concern throughout my life, and now I'm prepared to let go of it. How could I not be worried? If I'm going toward birth. Friends, the only thing that I understand is that I know that I can't do it without you, and I demand support from you. I obligate myself to give it back to you.
And
I won't be born if you won't give me all your strength for my sake. This is how I relate to each lesson. But each one is... This is how I relate to each lesson, but this is the last lesson.
Friends.
Каждый из нас, я ответственный за этот, за то, что произойдет здесь. Сейчас на нас смотрят
огромное сумасшедшее количество людей. Right now, an incredible amount of friends of ours are looking at us through their screens, waiting from us this responsibility. That we would take this upon ourselves, and they're taking this upon themselves. This guarantee is tying us all together. Right now, right here is the center of the world. Through this place, who could have thought, passes love and warmth to the whole world, which is why we must do all possible that we can. And second, if this lesson is the most important for me, and that's why I'm here, what am I obligating myself in relation to you, my dear friends? Please talk about this from your heart into the circle.
This question is the hardest, because it's clear that the friends are asking it not from some external place, but from the deepest place we need to obligate. Now, the question arises, do you escape or do you enter the battlefield? These aren't just flowery words, this is the truth, this is the actual state. Always thinking about how to, you know, say something nice and then escape from this. I want to obligate myself. I want to... everything over the course of many, many years... I've obligated, but now there's an opportunity to do so, to obligate ourselves. So I promise that this whole lesson I will think about you.
Полностью просить Творца, чтобы позволил мне отключиться от всех мыслей о себе.
And to think only about to ask the Creator to allow me to disconnect from all of my thoughts and live within you. And that's it, just cut it off. Cut off as much as possible. Ask the Creator to cut off thoughts about myself and would give life to the friends. Give them the chance. Give me the chance to live for them. That I obligate myself at every moment to ask the Creator for strength to pray for you. And that's it. And not to demand anything in return.
I obligate myself before you that all my thoughts and all my desires that come to me, to connect them to there's none else besides Him. And when a point comes when you understand that you're unable to any longer, that I will appeal to you and through you to the Creator.
I obligate myself with all my strength to push away any thoughts about myself that the Creator casts upon me, that flow to me. I promise to pray for the friends in our common birth.
Самая страшная точка – обязаваться перед вами.
Valerie, Yusha is right. The most important point is to obligate myself before you. I know that the donkey is a donkey and he's not capable. But this point that's connected to you, it's confident, it's joyful, it's not fearful, it doesn't have an ounce of doubt, and is completely sure that it will strive towards greater unification with you, towards greater relation of the Creator within you, and will ask for a relation of the Creator within you and for harmony to rule over. And I obligate myself to be with you my entire life. I'm afraid to lose this place of connection with the upper, and this connection is you.
I'm obligating myself to. The friend spoke, but I want to. I'm not just repeating them. I also want to attach to the same words. If any thoughts come to me, I obligate myself to push them all away and think only about you.
After all states where I lost faith that I can do anything and I can obligate myself to anything, still there is faith in the sages, and our teachers that say that throughout all of this chaos, ascents and descents, there is a point of freedom of choice left to us by the Creator. When within all of those efforts, there's a correct effort that I can do, when I can, yes, I can obligate myself and it will lead to the correct action. And yes, this prayer will be heard by the Creator. Yes, He doesn't answer it, which is why I obligate to hold you and guarantee the entire lesson for us to be one student before Rav.
I promise that
every moment, every chance, every opportunity that I get, I will realize I promise to realize every opportunity. My realization, besides asking for you, I must take strength from you. I want to annul. I will perform efforts to soak in the strength in order to return them immediately back to you. This is the right energy that I can advance with. Energy from you and given back to you, amplified by my uniqueness.
Друзья,
friends, we ask you, us who were preparing this, this preparation, we ask all of you now to stand up, embrace, please, stand up and embrace each other, to feel who is next to us, that next to us are great, great friends within whom burn the points in the heart, which do not let us rest, which demand that we would come to this lesson together as one, with a prayer for one another. Let's think about this in silence. There's nothing stronger than prayer. In the silence.
Все стоим сегодня пред тобой, под твоей горою. Рука дрожит в руке, сухо небо голубое. Сгорели дела и мысли нет, и в сердце боль сплошная. Куда нам больше идти, уже дошли до края. Мы стоим здесь, женщины, мужчины, дети, старики. Мы не знаем, как любить, и просим помоги. Стоим здесь женщины, мужчины, дети, старики. Мы не знаем, как любить, и просим помоги. Мы все стоим сегодня пред тобой, знающиеся тайны. Стремлением души молимся отчаянно. Мы все стоим сегодня пред тобой и желаем быть как ты. Исполнены любви, красоты, доброты и чистоты. Стоим здесь женщины, мужчины, дети, старики. Мы не знаем, как любить, и просим помоги. Мы стоим здесь женщины, мужчины, дети, старики.
Рав, мы вас просим начать урок.
Рав, we are asking you to start this lesson. We're ready.